Go ahead.
Mr. Chair.
Sorry, quiet, please.
Talking about process, I have a question, too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, I mean, that's fine that both sides are going to present their case. I want to know how much time do we as board members get a chance to ask questions. And when we're talking about process, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be covered as to who has authority to do what and under and what's the reference to that. And I hope that we do get a chance to talk about those things.
Absolutely. Dave?
You mentioned people on either side. I haven't heard any motion be presented. Is there a specific motion that we're considering right now?
None that I've heard. Except there is a case that has been brought to this board for action
but
that
it's
involves the action taken by the LSB.
Mr. Chair, I think
hard to address that issue without knowing specifically what's being requested.
We're asking the people from the LSB to tell us that.
Patty has a
Patty?
All right, let's get the ball rolling here. I'll make a motion. Whereas suspension longer than one meeting in effect constitutes temporary removal of an elected board member, resolved that Article 4, Section 9 of the Pacifica bylaws must be applied to any suspension longer than the meeting in which the alleged offense takes place. And I'll just read that. I'll read the Article 4, Section 9 so everyone can hear that in case they don't really know what it is. Any delegate, and this is in pertinent part, Article 4, Section 9. Any delegate that shall be removed from the position of delegate and cease to be a delegate upon the occurrence of any of the following. D. Upon the fair and reasonable determination by a two-thirds vote of all the directors of the foundation or a two-thirds vote of all the delegates for the same radio station as the delegate in question at a meeting on said issue after a review of the facts that in its sole discretion said delegate has exhibited conduct that is adverse to the best interests of the foundation or the radio station. In the event of a removal proceeding pursuant to this Section 9D or 9E, the delegate must be afforded reasonable and appropriate due process according to the circumstances, including notice and an opportunity to be heard at the meeting or in writing if a written ballot is submitted to the members. Notice of a meeting to remove a delegate must be given in writing at least 30 days in advance. A delegate removed pursuant to Section 9D or E shall not be eligible for re-election as a delegate for a period of 3 years. And if I can make my little argument here. For Pacifica, which is a free speech pacifist network, the WBAI LSB is practicing neither free speech nor pacifism. I don't agree with the words were said. I don't care what words people say. I love all those words. I like the words the government doesn't like us to use, so I don't mind doing that. But I don't approve of his behavior, and I'm not defending anything of Mr. DiRienzo. The issue is, if the PNB is going to allow the tyranny of the majority, of which every local station board has, without stringent due process, we are setting a precedent, a hideous precedent, that by calling something a suspension instead of removal allows for the bypassing of Article 4, Section 9. Removing rights is serious and must be difficult to do, not easy. That's the issue here. It's not the words somebody used or how awful they were. This is about allowing a simple majority of any local station board or anybody in Pacifica to decide upon changing one word from removal to suspension to soon eliminate your opposition to where you are have two-thirds majority, which is allows almost anything in this foundation to be taken. Your decisions can be made with a two-thirds majority. This should be very difficult to do, and this is what I'm talking about. We cannot allow a simple majority to remove elected members in such a manner by changing one word.
Point of order.
And that's the point
please.
I'm making.
The director presented a motion, thank you very much, but was she presenting a side or... I don't understand.
Yeah, she was arguing in favor of her
so
own
is
motion.
That part of the it's not a side. I'm presenting about a process. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about a process that this board, about bylaws, about process. I'm not supporting anything. I'm supporting process.
What can I do with your motion?
The motion is...
There was no second.
I was just about to second.
I didn't give anybody a chance to do it.
The motion is...
That's what I'm trying to do. William?
Mr. Chair.
No, William was first, and then you
I
did.
I was going to second the motion.
You did
do
second
we,
the motion?
Do we, okay. Do we need the motion to be reread? It wasn't seconded.
I'd like to
It wasn't seconded, and just for future notice, when you're reading a motion, it needs to be seconded before you discuss
it. I'm sorry.
But if you could read the motion.
Whereas suspension longer than one meeting in effect constitutes temporary removal of an elected board member, resolved that Article 4, Section 9 of the Pacifica Bylaws must be applied to any suspension longer than the meeting in which the alleged offense takes place.
Second.
Okay.
I have a
William.
Motion.
Wait a minute.
It was second.
I mean...
No. Faded.
And I don't know if this motion is discussable, so I'm going to put the motion forth first. I'd like to refer it to Governance Committee. That's my motion. And there's no love here. Does anyone second it?
Sarv?
I second that.
Okay, so, and may I speak to that really quickly?
Quickly.
I think that motion can be considered by this board whether or not we hear either side of this issue is how I feel about it. And I think that if that's the motion that's being brought forth, it's a lot different than other motions that I've heard coming forth that I thought were going to come forth tonight. And if that's what we're considering, I think it needs to be researched by the Governance Committee, and I think that we need it to be reported back at our next meeting. As far as what happened to BAI, in my opinion, whatever comes out of tonight's meeting, I'd like it not to be retroactive, and I'd like to see BAI deal with their own issue. And the reason I say that is I feel like the issue has been dealt with, whether good or bad, under the pretense of local station boards having their autonomy. And when there isn't anything in our bylaws and there isn't anything in Robert's rules that dictates where we should go, we're left to do things as individual boards. And I think that if we do come up with a decision, it doesn't negate the fact that our bylaws are flawed and that this should have been something that was dealt with prior to this. And I don't think that we should penalize the board for making the decision that they made. And I also don't think that hearing from both sides personally is going to help me do the business of this foundation. And there's plenty of it to do. And I don't think that it's going to change what's happened. I just hope that BAI can handle their issues. I don't agree with what happened, but I don't think that I have the ability to have the context to make a decision upon it. And I just hope that this board doesn't get into discussing the semantics of this, but deals with moving the foundation forward and setting parameters so that we know what we should do next time.
It's been moved and seconded that this motion be referred to the Governance Committee. What's the will of the body? Dave?
Well, the motion to commit is debatable, correct? I think a motion like this does need to go there, but I don't support it now because I do think that it merits a discussion by the board about some of these issues in this particular case. I don't think it should fester. Although there may be other motions on this topic, I happen to agree that a question of policy about how we handle suspensions does need to go through the Governance Committee. So, but I'm going to vote against this at the moment.
Other board members?
I think that the matter is of such a concern that at the very least the issue should be heard by this board. And what I'd like to propose, because I think that unless we adhere to this process, we're operating in the dark. That you see the fruits of what is contained in this video, so that you are aware. So excuse me. So so that you're aware of what the not only the words were, but the conduct is. And I think that I agree with William in terms of it being a local matter and being handled locally. But I think that the issue here is so profound, and the egregious nature of the conduct and the process is so profound, because you can't separate one for the other from the other here. I think that the board needs to see the conduct that is the pinnacle of the controversy here, and I think that should be done right now. And whether it goes to the, quite frankly, I think the board should entertain ultimately whatever the motion is. But whether it goes to the governance committee or whether it goes to the board, I think that what should precede that is the nature of the conduct and as is captured by this video. So I would propose having the video shown now, so that we're aware of what at least what the conduct is, and you have a basis for proceeding further.
The motion before us has to do with whether or not this is going to be referred to the governance committee. I want to hear the board's response.
I have a point of information.
Yes.
And maybe Patty answered it, but I need to hear it again. Under what authority is this motion or resolution or whatever being brought to the PMB? Under what authority? What authority do we have? I don't understand that.
Yes, Patty?
To even hear it.
Well, I believe that there's been a violation of the bylaws here in the way that a person was suspended by a simple majority vote. That sets a precedent for this foundation to be able to, for a tyranny of the majority, to make decisions that should be made in a very serious context of at least two-thirds. And so I believe by the changing of one word from suspension to removal, which is quite it's a semantic thing. They've bypassed the bylaws. And that's why it's brought here, because I think this board needs to rule on it. Our board is a majority, and they're going to vote again to have whatever it is as a majority can. That is precisely why we need two-thirds for serious issues like removal and removing people's rights to vote and the representation that they they're representatives of elected people. We elected people. This is supposed to be democracy.
Okay, that's an answer. Sarv, and then Bob.
Point of order.
Can we time people?
Not now.
Or I guess not.
Not right now. Sarv, and then Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am completely disheartened here to see such a discord here at this station, and our energies and a waste of our intellectual capital. And I am here at the West Coast with my colleagues, and we're 3,000 miles away, and we do not know the details of every nuance of this conflict, and who did what. We don't have all the information. I'm not privy to all that. And I think that in order for us to make a wise decision, we need to have some fact-finding way of doing this. How we can do that is the only way we can find facts is that if we have set up a body that will look into the facts of it. And I think as far as we're concerned, that's our governing body. And so that's why I'm going to vote for that motion to move to governance committee.
Wendy and then Steve.
We just had a meeting where this subject of this incident came up on the telephone, and we've referred it to the governance committee already. The governance committee considered it, and as far as I know, didn't get anywhere with it. It's back here. I feel that it really is a national board issue, because it's not about this guy in New York. I applaud the BAILSB for thinking of this, because I sure never would have. You know, because it's something that we do need to rule on, and it can be definitely turned into whoever. Patty said, all of our stations have some side or another that's a clear majority that can get things through where other people can't. And it's healthy to have disagreement and to be able to talk through the issues. But we can't be removing our opponents. And I would just say that the precedent has already been set of the PNB making a ruling on an issue with the BILSB last year when they wanted to take some money out of the budget for, you know, make it a more optimistic budget. And so they brought it to the PNB, and the PNB made a ruling, picked a budget for WBAI. I also want to point out that it wasn't too long ago that it was really heroic for people to commit civil disobedience against the board and against the chair of that board when we were all fighting the old board that we all agree was bad guys. So anyway, don't refer it to governance. We need to rule on this tonight.
Steve, Maria, and Mark, and...
Thank you. I'm Steve Pierce from Pacific Affiliate WRPI in Troy, Troy, New York. A number of people brought this to my attention before the board meeting, just in the course of the email traffic that's in the community media world. And I took a look at the videotape of the incident, and, you know, of course, the specifics of it are pretty horrifying, but it's hard to evaluate exactly what happened based on just seeing the videotape. But I did get a really sick feeling to my stomach because I worked at WBAI in 1986 and 87, and at that time this kind of abusive conduct was very common, and I imagine that it's been relatively common throughout. So it really does, the issue is much larger than this one specific issue, this one specific incident. At the time that I was working at WBAI, it was very difficult to retain good people and attract good people because not many people want to work in an environment like this. This is not to cast aspersions on either side. It's just not possible to retain good staff people, good volunteers, and good board members when coming to a meeting as a volunteer becomes a traumatic personal experience, which is what it looked like in the videotape. Mm-hmm. So my suggestion is, from a reading of the bylaws, it looks like there's no conflict resolution policy in place and that there's only one thing that we know for sure at Pacifica. There's going to be more conflict, and we need to have a conflict resolution policy. And I think it would be a mistake to rush into a decision on that, other than that we need one and that we should get one as quickly as possible, mm-hmm. as to see the issue in those general terms. And I'm not sure what to do about the specific issue in front of us because I really feel for the people on the local board. I wouldn't want to come to these meetings on either side.
Maria? Mark?
Seems like there's two things that I'm thinking here. One is the immediate matter before us, and one is a process for the future. And I think these are things that we've got to separate out just a little bit. I'm thinking a little bit about the court system and about how when the upper court gets something, they can sometimes remand it back to the lower court and say, reconsider this. And I'm thinking that perhaps maybe that is something that is appropriate, to send it back to WBAI and say, you need to set up a process. You need to set up due process. You need to read this person his rights, put him through whatever that is that we're supposed to be doing in terms of when you got an elected person. And then it's not really overpowering WBAI, but it's empowering them to go and think it all the way through from front to back, because they are going to be setting a precedent about removing an elected person who said some horrible things. And again, I haven't seen the video, but I keep thinking about all these horrible elected officials that we are stuck with that you don't remove because they do horrible things because the people elected them. So there's got to be some... you know, some way in which the local body can reconsider without us ruling. And that's where I'm leaning.
Mm-hmm. Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have two things. First of all, I want to say hello to New York. It's great to be back. I moved here when my oldest daughter was 8 months old. She's now living uptown at 135th, but... raised all of my children here. Most of them were born here. And it's so great to be back in New York City. when I was deciding what place would I want to raise my family, New York came to the top of the list. I still feel that way. And I understand the energy here, and I understand that sometimes, you know, energy collides. And there are a couple of things that I wanted to share, and then I have a recommendation. And one is that I have been following the situation in New York for the last couple of years. And some of you I know, you look better in person than on tape. and I've seen you, you know, and I know the names and the groups. And I've always tried to figure out what exactly is at the heart of the conflict so that maybe we could come to some resolution. And, you know, we've tried at the national level with mediation and that type of thing. Some things have been said that should not have been said, and I think that happens on both sides. Some things have been done that should not have been done, and I think that's also happened on both sides. What I don't want to do is see us get into a situation where it all depends on who has the majority for this particular term, because that might change as well. So I'm trying to figure out, well, how can we get to the greater issues of sharing this incredible resource without seeing it as a limited type of thing where it's either one or the other. And I'm not trying to get into naivete now, and I'm not going to break into kumbaya. But I do think that there's an opportunity here in this particular example to look at ways that we can institutionalize conflict in a way that we can resolve it without letting it tear us apart so that we forget why we all came here and why we're all here tonight. It's Friday night, for goodness sakes. And here we are.
Friday night party in New York.
Yeah, in New York. And so that says a lot about each and every one of you who are here to me. Irregardless of which side, no, not that they're insane, but you understand what is at stake. And I applaud that for each of you, whatever sign you carry. Now, resolution. I do not agree, and I'm going to go on a limb on this, I do not agree with the notion that a six-month suspension is the same as removal. So some of the clauses that Ms. Heffley has cited, Patty has cited, deal with removal, and I don't see this as a removal because of the length of the term. However, I also recognize by reading Robert's rules in terms of what to do when there is disorderly disruption, that there are suspension possibilities that the body has, but I'm also unsure or unclear about whether those suspension powers extend to a six-month period. So my concern here is how to deal with both of those things. To say that this is something we don't want to have, yes. To say this is something that we may have people felt unthreatened in the past by some other person, yes. To say how to deal with it, I think we need to do it. I don't think that I'm in a position to feel comfortable about overruling the majority, but I would like to do two things. One, I do think we ought to refer to governance in terms of larger policies for our body. And secondly, I would personally urge the LSB here to reconsider the matter themselves internally with respect to the length of term here. I think the point is that you want to have order from everyone, and you don't want to make sure that this doesn't occur again, but I think that the six-month length of period is a troubling point as well. And so I would try to find some boundary there why we at the national level struggle with what to do if it should happen in D.C. or Houston or, you know, and try to figure out how to do it that way and not try to override anyone's decision tonight.
Are we ready to vote on this? Okay. Mike?
Then. I think Joe.
On order.
Joe, were you first?
Point of order.
Yes.
I would like to debate the content of this, and I refrain from doing that, addressing instead the motion to refer. And so if we could either dispense with that and then go to some of the content of the issue or not dispense with it, you know, I mean, the point is we have a motion to refer, and I would hope that the comments would be about the motion
That's
to refer.
That's what these comments
content.
Are supposed to be about, motion
Ray is
to defer.
To motion to refer.
Before?
Okay.
Yes.
Is it possible I want to talk to hear about more it, about what the
mic, please. I'm sorry.
Is it possible to hear more about what the committee has already done? We're talking about referring back to a committee where we've already referred this once. So I'm curious about what happened. How
what?
Is it that... We're just
yes.
hearing that.
Dave?
Well, the issue was raised. A proposal similar, not so far different, was made. There was some discussion of it. My understanding of it is that we're continuing to discuss it. The, time ran out, I believe, at that meeting. At the subsequent meeting, it was on the schedule. We agreed that there would be a time certain to consider a question of the formation of a panel on affirmative action. So we didn't arrive at it yet. So it hasn't filtered through the governance committee process. As far as I'm concerned, it's still part of the committee's old business, this question. I don't, unfortunately, I don't have the minutes and the notes before me to know if that's accurate. But I think it's already there. We have had two meetings, but you know, we've had a number of items on the agenda, and this is also bundled together in part with code of conduct issues, which we're also talking about. And so anyhow, I have a lot to say, but that's where we've
been. So you're saying that the committee hasn't finished its deliberation?
I do not. My understanding of what we were doing is that that's still part of our old business. I have to check that to be absolutely sure, but I think that's correct.
Mike?
There was Joe and then me? Or
yeah. Joe, Mike?
All right, well, I wasn't sure we were still talking about referring it to committee, but the problem I have with this six-month suspension is that the absolute lack of progressive discipline. I've seen the video, and I've also seen videos of the manager of the New City Theater having to admonish the Pacificans that she would clear the theater if she saw anybody hitting anyone else. And I hope the irony of Pacificans striking each other is not lost on this body. Certainly, conflict resolution is needed here. I think what really troubles me, and Paul DeRienzo's actions were wrong. I've seen in her a lot of wrong actions. But what really troubles me is the lack of progressive discipline. A simple majority with a six-month suspension is, you know, I'll disagree with. It is effectively taking this person out of the process for 6 months. You might as well be, you know, kicking them off and bringing them back 6 months later, which is what you're doing. There is no progressive discipline. I could see if you were to suspend him for a month and he came back, suspend him for 3 months, and if he did it again, he's out, or he's out the second time. But a six-month suspension for one formally recognized incident, is wrong. I mean, this is draconian. This is draconian punishment.
Point of order. Hold on.
We're speaking to the tabling motion right now.
No.
I'm sorry, referring. Referring motion. And that's not what
Mike,
we're talking about.
Mike is...
Well, first I wanted to say that I didn't sign up for this. I signed up to come talk about Pacifica, its mission, and the radio station. Secondly, I would say that the current motion to refer is moot. Because it's already in governance.
That's right.
So I would raise a point of order on the ground that it's moot because it's already sitting in governance. But thirdly, I was LSB chair of the KPFT LSB last year, and I can see and understand from a chair's viewpoint the difficulties facing a body under these circumstances. And this is a body that did not have any previous guidance from the PNB on this matter. We, too, last year, removed a member. We did it a little differently. We adopted a standing rule that required some notice, that required a full and fair hearing before any disciplinary action was taken, and we took seriously in our governance committee the adoption of some form of due process. Due process is central to the Pacifican mission. Due process is central to what we stand for in terms of peace. That is what the peace movement is about. It is about preserving peace and following a process that allows deliberation with level heads. I, too, Mark, am somewhat disturbed about the length of the penalty. But I also sympathize with a chair who is faced with an extenuating circumstance and not having a lot of perhaps guidance and needing to take action to resolve a problem. And so, but I think that our focus needs to be on creating a process in the future as opposed to allowing this to set a precedent. The current situation should not set a precedent, and perhaps KPFT's experience should not be the precedent. But, well, I think governance needs to really. I would hope that they could, by the next meeting, complete the process. I mean, we've had two meetings on it, but I think governance needs to come with a uniform due process provision across the board. I have offered and posted on the governance website the KPFT standing rule, and I've also admitted that it may not be perfect, but it's one example. But a uniform due process requirement for all LSBs to follow is with regard to discipline, and it is, Dave is right, it is linked to a code of conduct, and that needs to be presented uniformly across the network. This should not be precedent. What happened in New York should not be precedent. While I sympathize with the difficulties facing this board, we should create the precedent. We should not allow it to be created elsewhere.
If what you and Dave are saying is accurate, then this whole thing is improperly before us.
Point of
because we directed this apparently to the governance committee for action. The governance committee has not reported back. So why in the world is it before us at all?
Point of information?
Yes.
If we agree that this particular motion is moot, that does not dispense with the overall item, and other motions would be in order on the topic if we want to continue to deal with this. Is that accurate?
Well, what I'm dealing with is I'm ruling this referral motion out of order.
Okay,
because it's already in governance, and you have not reported
but
back.
But the question I have is the existing motion then presumably is also dispensed with, and the floor is open for other motions that relate
Absolutely.
To the issue.
Both of them are out of order. Yes.
Can I speak, please?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I've been there.
I'm sorry. He hasn't spoken yet.
I just want to say a few preliminary remarks here. That it was said, I believe, by Wendy, that this is civil disobedience. And I believe that if the people who support who defended Paul Lorenzo had their way, this would not be sitting there waiting to be seen. This is truly outrageous behavior. And I can tell you that we decided to bring the cameras. We said something has to be done because there were two previous meetings when this behavior started. And it got progressively worse. And I'm a labor organizer, and I can tell you that progressive discipline has a limit. There are actions that you commit that make you skip stages, and that was one of them. That you do not have to go from a verbal warning to a first written warning, and that this was progressive discipline appropriate to the actions that we observed. It was threatening physically, demeaning to the people present, and potentially libelous actions against Pacifica.
Yes.
Please. So I'm also saying that the way this motion was phrased, stating first that that he was terminated and that any suspension of one day would be a termination, I would say this makes it out of order, and stating also that it was a termination and it is not a termination. And I would move to say that this motion is out of order.
No, I've already ruled both of them out of order.
I have a point of order.
William?
I have a point of order too. We can rule my motion out of order, but the motion that Patty just brought forth wasn't presented to governance committee. So call it what you want. I think the governance committee has homework to do. So I don't care about my motion anymore. You can take it away. But that motion that she just presented has not gone to governance, and it's a lot different than the motions that have been flying around my email the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Zarina and Sar.
I would just like to say, and I mentioned this earlier today when we were at lunch, taking the teacher mode that I've been in part of my life in education, and a parent. And I'm just feeling that Mr. DiRienzo, how do you feel about the fact that we are spending all this time dealing with your issue? No, don't applaud, because I don't feel I feel the same way on the other side, that it's all become so immature. And I agree with what Mike has said and others, that I came here to take care of business. other business. I agree with the gentleman about some of the issues that are affecting our environment and other things that we are supposed to be focusing on with Pacifica and the mission that was set over 50 years ago. But we're spending all this time on one person who has said, wait a minute, I'm not out of order. Excuse me.
Please
I am
be
not
quiet.
Out of order. I'm on this board. And I was elected by my LSB, and I am here to say that I am representing the people from my area, D.C., and the constituency, and being a national board member, and trying to get some sort of balance as to why we are spending this inordinate amount of time with this one man, and the fact that...
All right, be quiet, please.
On the outside.
I'm not saying that the issue is not important. I am not saying that it's not important.
Please keep order. Miss, the board members, I really owe you an apology. I was not aware of this background because I've been out, as you know. If I had known that this was in the hands of the governance committee, this never would have been on the agenda. It is inappropriate to be on the agenda if the governance committee has been charged by this board to take action and make a recommendation back to us and it has not completed its business. I'm ruling that this whole issue out of order for consideration by this board tonight, and until the governance committee reports back to us, we should not even consider it.
Can we put a time frame on
Mr.
the governance
Chair?
Committee to, so they
when
can
the governance committee
Mr. Chair?
Finish its deliberations?
Mr. Chair?
No, wait a minute. When can the governance committee finish its deliberations?
Our next meeting is scheduled for the fourth Thursday of April. So that is the earliest, unless we were to schedule a special meeting, that we could consider the issue again.
I'd like to respond. I agree with your comments, and you raise a very important point, and that was that you came here, as all of us did, to conduct business on a whole variety of other issues. But I think the analogy is that when we come to the LSB meetings on a regular basis, we come with the same objective in mind, to conduct business on a whole variety of important issues. Now, Mike, what I take issue with your analysis on is this. This is not a one single incident. This is an escalating situation that occurred over a number of meetings. And we were patient. We were patient throughout those meetings in the midst of not only vile language, but more importantly, as I said before, a complete disrespect and disruption for the process. And it would be the same would exist. Let's say that if Mr. DiRienzo was a member of this board and he functioned in the same way that he functioned on the local station board at WBAI, we would get absolutely nothing done during the course of this weekend or any other weekends that we are engaged in meetings. So it goes to the heart of impairing the ability of a local LSB to function as a local LSB. And I think that the question of due process, I mean, the due process standards were met here. The reasonableness that was utilized by the board over a period of time, you know, and the ultimate decision that we were faced with, even on the day or on the evening of the meeting in which the action was taken, he ran it and raved.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off
for a substantial period of time
because I ruled both. The entire consideration,
but, but,
Ambrose, of this matter.
Ambrose, I think
is
I think
improperly
no, Ambrose,
before.
Ambrose, I think that the matter is of such paramount concern. I mean, I think that the governor's committee, I think that the governor's committee can decide prospective conduct, perhaps can discuss prospective conduct.
Point of order.
But I think that the LSB has taken
point of order.
Has made a decision.
I'm sorry. This meeting stands adjourned. This
oh,
was improperly before us. We adjourn for the evening. We'll meet again tomorrow morning. The agenda.
The chair cannot unilaterally adjourn a meeting. It can only come pursuant to a motion voted by a majority of the board.
Point of order. I'm sorry. Can we just calm down for 1 second? The chair's made a ruling. If you don't agree with it, someone needs to appeal it. No one's done it. If you want to adjourn the meeting, you make a motion to adjourn. There's
like
still rules here.
I would like to move that the governance committee, come back to the board at the next teleconference.
I've been trying to ask a question this whole...
Call and question.
Excuse me.
You have a point of
The motion to refer this to governance that was on the last teleconference meeting was not a simple refer to governance. It had in it a second element, was that it was to come back here, and I wish we had the minute of that meeting, because it was not a simple refer to governance and that was it. It was like a quick it was to come back to this meeting, and if it did not get dealt with in there, then it should be dealt with someplace. And I concur with William, this motion is not the motion that's in the governance. This motion is the motion that is made tonight. And I don't know how, it was to come back to this meeting, and now we're all here. And I think it's important that we do something about it and finish this now.
Thanks for
Mr. Chairman, I call the question.
Well,
I call
in
the
life,
question.
All right, the motion has been made to appeal.
Right. Have the governance committee bring it back in April. It was seconded,
right.
And Sarb just called the question, and I seconded.
What are you appealing?
I'm appealing the decision of the chair to end the meeting.
Because it says in the end of the meeting.
A microphone.
Well, Mr. Chair, I have a question, and I know that you were recuperating doing a lot, so I just have a question. Patty, the motion that you presented tonight is different from the motion that was referred prior. Is that what you're saying, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's what I said.
So what I'm saying is that given that, we referred a motion prior regarding this matter and asking that it be brought back to this meeting for discussion, correct, Dave? And that did not occur.
My problem is that, again, without the minutes of that meeting, it's memory, and my memory was that we were to bring back something at this meeting. I believe it was the code of conduct thing that we were supposed to consider as well. Maybe Bob remembers more clearly than I do.
Well, then why don't we do what Fadi has said and just emphasize that the governance committee, regarding this matter and whatever else the minutes may reveal, come back to report to us by the next teleconference meeting. And refer it to that. I mean, it's already been referred, but I guess we can re-refer. Or
can I speak to this?
Affirm our referral. You know what I mean?
You're referring this new motion. It's a brand new motion.
I'm referring the new motion together with the old motion to the governance committee to report back by the April teleconference meeting. Can I get a second on that?
Second.
I'm not sure that you might have to schedule a
hush.
We moved and seconded. What's your pleasure?
Call the question.
Call the question.
Question.
No.
Second.
All right, all in favor? End the debate.
Ambrose, you'd called on me. So may I speak?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. The problem here is that two different matters are getting mixed up, and it's really important that we keep them separate. What happened was that long before this most recent set of incidents in New York, the board had decided they need to take up the question of a code of conduct and methods for dealing with abuse, disruption, all kinds of problems in the conduct of board members. And that was sent to the governance committee to deal with, and we were starting to deal with it, actually. We formed a working group that hasn't had much progress. Then the separate question was that Ms. Heffley brought a motion before the board for specific action to override the specific suspension of Paul DiRienzo, and that was referred to the governance committee for a rapid decision to be brought back to this meeting today. And that didn't happen because the discussion proceeded in the committee but ran out of time before anything was voted. So I think that it absolutely needs to be back here in this meeting tonight to resolve one way or the other only about the immediate situation with the motion to override a past decision of a specific local board. I totally agree. We're not prepared here tonight to craft an entire new policy with which conduct is unacceptable, what are the due process methods. All of that will take a lot of thought and a lot of debate throughout the network, but that can be separated from this specific incident. And based on that, I think we must resolve this tonight. We must show the video. We must have discussion about what has happened and how people feel past good faith efforts by a local board to interpret the bylaws and Robert's rules and act to secure their meetings against disruption, abuse, and discriminatory conduct should be dealt with, whether that should be penalized and history should be rewritten, or whether we're going to go forward from here and learn lessons and form new policies.
Chair, there was an item that was a motion. I have to correct something, which is Patty's motion to reinstate or to override the vote never came to the governance committee. What we considered was a motion that I drafted that had to do with the issue of suspensions and duration of suspensions, which was similar in content, though not identical, to what Patty just did. This other issue of whether or not this board would act to supersede any action of the LSB has not been considered by the governance committee, and I haven't heard anybody yet put forth any such motion to this body formally, unless I'm forgetting something.
Point of order.
Such a motion was circulated with an intent to do so, but the person who circulated it just submitted a different motion entirely. So I don't know that that's even before us.
Mr. Chair,
I tried to refer that motion a long time ago.
We already have a motion. The motion I put forward that was seconded was to take whatever, because we don't have the exact wording, but to take whatever Patty submitted this time together with what you were doing before and to refer to the governance committee for a report back by the April teleconference meeting. We got a second on that and we got to call the question. So let's call, we need to take a vote to end debate, which with two thirds will do it, and then we'll take the vote to refer. That's what we have to do now.
All right. The motion is point of order. Debate.
Point of order.
It's not debatable. Yeah. We take a vote.
A point of order is allowed at any time. Okay. The point of order is that Dave Adelson is, I'm sure, unintentionally misstated the history here, and perhaps part of it is because you were not on a large chunk of the last governance committee conference call, and you missed an entire debate that happened. What happened is that, first of all, the board did refer Patty Heffley's specific motion about the DiRienzo suspension to the governance committee, in addition to your motion. Those were two separate things. Second of all, while you were off the call, when nobody had the text with them on the conference call, another member of the governance committee, Mr. Martin, brought a very similar motion to override the suspension of DiRienzo, and that was debated but not reached a conclusion.
I'm sorry?
Not Mike Martin. Sorry.
Confusing me.
Sorry about that.
In that case, I stand corrected.
So that is the accurate history of what happened, and therefore I believe it should be resolved by this board tonight.
Thank you.
Your question's been called.
We need to take a vote. Would you repeat it? So we have a move now to end debate. So we have to take
move
a vote
to end debate.
All in favor of ending debate?
End debate. Raise your right hand. Count them, Ms. Sarr.
Who's the secretary?
Keep your hands up.
I'm going to send your hand high.
That's 12.
You very kind.
13 in favor of ending
all debate. All opposed. Debate is over. Yes. One opposed.
So now we move to the motion on the floor, which is to take the matter to take Patty Heffley's motion together with the prior motions being considered by governance to refer them all to governance with the stipulation that they report back to the board
make it a priority and report back no later than the end of the at the April teleconference, and that was seconded. So that's what we're voting on now. So
Point of information. What is the date of that?
April 25.
That Friday. You have a day.
25. A day.
April 25.
Or move your meeting up. You know.
April 25th is a Monday. Yeah.
All those in favor, raise your right hand. Raise your hand. So for counting.
This is to refer.
Repeat it.
This is to refer back to the governance committee. The Heffley motion. Yes, to the governance to be reported back to us by the April teleconference meeting, which is held on the
last Monday or
last
Tuesday.
Last Monday and Tuesday of April.
This time it's Monday the 25th.
Hands up so I can.
All in favor.
All those in favor, raise your hand.
11, yay.
All opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I saw 7.
No. Keep your hands
eight.
Up, please, if you will. Raise them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven, nay.
Point of
okay.
order.
It's proof.
I would like to point out that at least I spent a long time reading Roberts on this point, and according to Roberts. No, I'm serious about this. Just in the discussion we've had, board members could have asked the chair to bring a member to order on multiple occasions, and once that was done twice, the rules on suspension would have allowed any member of this board to move suspension for any period at all, since it is vague. So we need policies on this issue, because majorities could...
How is that
could,
a point of order?
Well, it's a point of order because it's a...
It's not a point of order.
Maybe it's not.
It's not a point of order. Save that for the governance committee, Dave. So I moved it with John.
Yes, is that a second?
But what about the LSB chairs that are scheduled for tonight?
It's going to be scheduled first thing.
Okay, I moved it
with John. Move and adjourn.
Move, second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
In opposition? All right, we are adjourned for the evening.